Well, here we are Thursday, praise the Lord, and we're talking about the truth. And Jesus is the truth. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes to the Father except by me. Now, let's go to our, in the 8th chapter of John, our golden text here. As he spoke these words, many believed on him. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. It is much like this. You could put a mule in a stable with thoroughbred racehorses. Get some kind of plastic surgeon to trim his ears down, but he'll never be a racehorse. Amen?
And you'll always be disappointed.
Always be disappointed.
It's a wrong expectation.
That's right. Always be disappointed in him. But why? He was made a mule to start with. It's very difficult to turn a Volkswagen into a Mercedes. Why? It was made that way. But when the God of heaven, who is the truth and has the authority of authorities, if he walked in and said, isn't this a beautiful Monday? Oh, no, Lord, this is Thursday. Have you checked the calendar? If he said it, I'm telling you, if the sun has to back up, he created the sun. And this is truth. And it'll recreate you or anyone else that accepts Jesus as Lord of your life. He made you. Well,
when you minister, when Billy Burke ministers in healing, you know, or this has happened to me some too, where people come up and tell him they're about their pain. He goes, well, and they'll say, well, where's your pain? Oh, I have pain like everywhere. And he says, no, where? Well, where is it now? And they're like, well, that's what that was. They don't, because the truth is, they were healed.
Yeah, the Lord made it right.
He made it right.
Now, let's go over here. I quoted this last week and this week. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Oh, I'll tell you, I have it so marked up, underlined it in red and yellow and everything else in this. In this 5th chapter, and let's go to the 6th verse. Therefore, we are always confident, knowing that while we're at home in the body, we're absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith and not by sight. Remember what we found out yesterday in the full armor of God? Above all, taking the shield of faith. Well, above all. Now, the Apostle Paul is referring to a Roman armor. There was, among Roman infantry, called the turtle move. Large shields that could hook to the shield next to you. Now, the weapon of the day was the bow and arrow. Those were devastating weapons. So you had to have some kind of armor to defeat that, particularly if you were coming up to a place and the enemy had the high ground. They're shooting down on you. So you hook those shields together. They did what was called the turtle move. Now the shields are above all, and they would walk under those shields, just arrows just bouncing off the fiery darts of the wicked. Do you see it? Do you see it? You see it? That's what he was referring to, the shield of faith. And they'd just stay under there, and the fiery darts of the wicked bounced off of that shield, and they just kept on going until they got up close enough. It's hand-to-hand combat. You couldn't fight Roman soldiers hand-to-hand. That's the way they won their wars. above all, taking the shield of faith and quench the fiery darts, the fiery arrows of the wicked.
And they, you can keep, and even in a faith fight, you can keep moving forward.
Yes, you can.
And that's why we need the shoes of peace as we move forward. We're moving forward in His Word. We're moving forward by faith. But it's not random out there faith. It's faith in God, but it's faith in what He said.
Yes.
You move forward in what He said. That's a
and
picture.
Exceeding and precious blood-backed promises. Yeah. Those are truth. They're unbreakable truths. When you, I was thinking about, during the break, I was thinking about in a court of law, you swear to tell the truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God. I do. Well, you are a witness. And the court wants to know. Now, I've been told that that's when Jesus said, verily, verily, I tell you the truth, nothing but the truth, the truth. And when you, like I got that from Brother Hagin, you see two verilies, you better listen up. Because he's bearing down on that. He's actually saying, you listen to me, I'm telling you. This is truth. This is truth. And it'll make you free. Because back there then, they didn't have the Gospel of John to read. Amen. But they had the law and the prophets. And so he stayed over in the prophets. They stayed in the law. And they tried to hang him up with the law. But he said, when he said, I only do those things that please him, I mean, there were many Jews that said, oh, he knows what he's talking about. Mm-hmm. Now he said, you'll know the truth and the truth will make you free. It'll make you free from sickness and disease. It'll make you free from poverty. It'll make you free from family troubles. It will make you free if you will continue therein. So you continue herein. So we walk by faith and not by sight. We're not moved by what we see. We're not moved by what we feel. But we're moved only by what we believe. We believe this. I'm going to go back to this again. I've used this illustration many times because it seemed like there's been so much talk about the flu over the last couple of years. And God be the glory, in our traveling, when we'd leave and go somewhere and we'd have to be tested for COVID, and we'd go out, tested when we go in, and then tested when we come back again, and then, you know, all that, just keep continual testing like that all the time. And it was not just me, it was our team. Mm-hmm. And we were tested negative 5 different times. Why? We had our armor on. We knew how to walk by faith. We knew what it took to do that. And it's not only, and I've heard Gloria say it so many times, if you know what to do in the natural and you know what to do in the supernatural, you can walk in divine health. And that's what we're talking about. So, I believe it and I walk by faith, therefore I will never have COVID of any kind. Amen. Amen. And anyone can do this. This is a whosoever thing. Wow. With the shield of faith. Then the truth. So, we're reading truth. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord. Oh, there's a truth. Oh, absent from the body and be present with the Lord. Oh, what a truth is that? It brings you to that place where you have absolutely no fear of death. Amen. And the older I get, the stronger I get in that. Hallelujah. I'm on a mission and I don't have time to die. Amen. But I have to do those things.
Yeah.
I have to eat right, think right, talk right, and exercise right.
Yes.
In order to continue in this tent, in this body. So, let's go on down. Verse 14, for the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge, that if one died for all, then were all dead. That he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Wherefore, henceforth know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Therefore. Now, Brother Hagin always said, if you find a therefore, stop and see what it's there for. Because we're coming to the bottom line of this chapter. Therefore, if any man, any human, now, people get in a fuss, say, well, now, this is men. What about women? Oh, come on. We're talking about the human, not human race. The man was created first, so it's called humankind. If any man, any person, be in Christ, he is a new creature, a new creation. One translation says, a new species of being. Old things are passed away. What old things? That old sinful nature. It's gone. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Behold, all things are become new, and all things are of God. So this inner man is suddenly brand new. Who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to know that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath commended unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, you be reconciled to God. Now, class, the moment Jesus was raised from the dead, you and I were reconciled. Even though we accepted him some 2,000 years later, it's right here in the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And the moment we accepted him, November the 2nd, 1962. Oh, Gloria and I got married in April that year. And we were so in love with one another. And I had just flown a trip. A man by the name of Weir, an executive with the Arkansas, Louisiana gas company, I had flown him to Shreveport and back. And I got back. We had a new furnished apartment. And Gloria was waiting supper on me. And so we got back. I went in the bedroom and changed and took my suit off and all that and came back in the kitchen. And I stopped and I had one shoe on and had the other one in my hand. And all of a sudden, I was face to face with the Almighty God. And I heard it on the inside of me, Kenna, you don't get right with me, you headed to a devil's hell, son. I said, I know it. But what do I do now? Class, I heard my Sunday school teacher in a Southern Baptist Sunday school in Abilene, Texas. Her name was Taggart. She was a widow woman, and she was very old. And, you know, the Baptist Sunday schools are just like regular school. And you keep getting promoted and changing teachers. And so all of us boys just told us, Sunday school superintendent, if we don't get Mrs. Taggart, we're not coming back. So she just promoted with us. And I heard her, boys, you have to ask Jesus to come into your heart. I thought, that's old Lady Taggart. She's been in heaven for years and years and years. She called herself old Lady Taggart. I can just see her in my mind. And she said, boys, you have to ask Jesus to come into your heart. And I thought, that sounds just as dumb to me as it did the first time. But I don't know anything else to do it. I'm going to do it. Jesus, come into my heart. Now, I had this speech problem. And it was very profane. Gloria said, I'm not going out in public with you anymore. I'm not going to go into that. Why? For a few seconds, I could physically feel this square block in my mouth. I couldn't close my mouth for a few seconds. I mean physically. And the profanity was gone. Till this day. Gone! And then I thought, now I got to tell Gloria. What am I going to do? Well, see, she was raised in the Church of Christ. I was raised in a Southern Baptist church. So we just decided, you know, we just don't talk about that. What's the use in it? Let our folks deal with that. I said, Gloria, she was at the stove. I said, come over here. She walked over there and just stood there right here next to me. Now, in her book, God's Will for You. In fact, just last night, I was breezing through there and read that account of that. And I said, what if I were to, maybe speak for God and give my testimony? And she thought, what testimony? And she said, hallelujah. I said, what? Then she told me the story. While I was out looking for a job, she was there in that 3-bedroom empty house that we, in this business that we were going to get into that flopped. And I was out looking for a job. She began to pray because my mother sent me a Bible. And it was there in the coffee table that I made in high school. Wasn't all as bad as she acts like it was. But anyway, there was that little Bible, Ken Precious. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. And she said, well, I certainly do need things. I guess so. She was sitting on a rented rollaway bed and a Panasonic television sitting on the thing, and then the picture had gone down to about that size. Take my life and do something with it. Then she told me that story. And the rest is history, as they say. But that new creature right then, no, we're not doing that anymore. No more. It happened. Now, and he came down, and for he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Let's unravel that. He who knew no sin was made to be sin, that we may be made the righteous, made. Did you get it? Made. Yes. The truth will make you free, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. I believe I made my case. When I knew that truth, I heard that truth from Mrs. Taggart. So she'd been in heaven a long time, and she got the credit for winning me to the Lord. She's going again. And my mother. Kelly, I found out about a week before that, my mother was in her kitchen. She threw her Bible down on the table and said, I have prayed for him the last time. If he goes to hell, it's your fault. Gloria got saved the next week. I got saved the week after that. It worked. It worked. So now, Tim, how much time do I have? Good. Now let's find out the truth about that. Turn to 1 Peter chapter 5. Now, the truth about healing is in the second chapter, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. But you are as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and the bishop of your souls. You need to read the whole second chapter. Read it. There's another five chapters in here. Now you come down to this fifth chapter. The elders which are among you I exhort, who am also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint but willingly, not for filthy lucre, not for money, but of a ready mind, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, you shall receive a crown of glory that, oh, glory to God, a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Likewise, you younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject to one another and be clothed with humility. Humble yourselves. For God resists the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. That word translated care is anxiety and worry. All of your inflation cares. All of the worries, anxieties. Hey, that's a command. That's not a good suggestion.
That's true.
Humble yourselves, therefore, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God that he may exalt you in due time. Now, listen, it was a shock to me when I found out that God wants to exalt us. But he does not want us to attempt to exalt ourselves. One woman said, well, if he'd just take half of these worries, I'd be happy. He didn't want half of them. He wants all of them. Casting the whole of your care upon him.
If you just give him half, you'll find a way to fill that half back up with something else.
Oh, yeah. And the rest of the story is right here.
Yeah. He wants them all.
Here it is. Casting all of your care upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, seeking, walketh about, seeing whom he may devour. Well, I'm a whom he cannot.
Amen.
Resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered, resisted a while, make you perfect, mature, establish, strengthen, settle you. To him be the glory and dominion forever and ever. Oh, glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Settle it once and for all. I've known a lot of particularly young people. Well, I really don't know whether I'm called to preach or not. Well, find out. Don't preach anymore till you do. Spend some time. You're asking that question. Most likely you are. But once I found that out, it never occurred to me again to ever question it. And we're out of time. Amen. Goodbye. No. We'll be back in just a moment. Kelly and I.
I wonder what Jesus' birth was really like. Why did God choose Mary and Joseph to be his parents? Were they really poor, like I was always taught?
Dive deep into the account of the Nativity with Rick Renner's book, Christmas, The Rest of the Story, and find out there is more to Jesus' birth than you ever knew. Using his knowledge of the Greek language, along with historical and archaeological records, Rick Renner will take you on an exciting journey through the Christmas scriptures. Find out details like who the Magi really were and why the angels were so astonished at the Word made flesh. This beautifully illustrated and well-researched book will bring the Christmas story to life for you and your family. The discussion questions at the end of each chapter will help your family create a Christmas tradition of learning together. Ultimately, Christmas, the rest of the story, will point you to the purpose of the Nativity, the death and resurrection of the Messiah, Jesus Christ. This Christmas season, let the story of Jesus' birth open your eyes to God's amazing plan. Order Rick Renner's new book, Christmas, the Rest of the Story, for £30 on our website, kcm.org.uk/TV special, or call 01225-787-310. This offer is good for 30 days. Outside the UK, call for postage. Contact your regional office today.
The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast study notes will help you dive deeper into these powerful word-based teachings. Get all 5 days of notes at one time. Use them during the week for your personal study time. Download them free at kcm.org.uk/notes. Create a special family devotional time to follow along with the notes as you watch the broadcast. Study the scriptures with your children and begin instilling God's word now. Use these notes to build your faith library and build up a heritage of faith.
Are you on fire yet? Well, you wait a little more. I just heard from the Lord. Glory to God. I'm so glad you were with us today. And I'm going to tell you this again. I'm going to keep telling you this till you believe every word of it. God loves you. And we love you. I'm telling you, the class, this whole ministry, Eagle Mountain International Church, Kenneth Copeland Ministries, all of our partners, we love you. And God loves you, and Jesus is Lord. So praise His name. Hallelujah. Glory to the name of the Lord God.
Woo. The 2023 Kenneth Copeland Ministries calendar is here. This is our New Year's gift to you. Request your free calendar on kcm.org.uk or call 01225-787-310. The 2023 KCM calendar is available only while supplies last. So let us know today to secure your free copy. Stay in faith all year long as you look to God for His blessing in 2023. Get your free calendar while supplies last.